as I am by this next subject matter, and that is camping. Campgrounds of America, or the KOA, is the world's largest system of privately held campgrounds, with more than 500 locations across the U.S. and Canada. It was founded in 1962 and is based in Billings, Montana, which I have been to, proud to say, in the U.S. The COVID-19 pandemic certainly has affected many things this year, including access to the outdoors and camping. We recently had ours reopened by our Ontario government, and we can now camp, I think, in most government-operated campgrounds, and also Crown Land have been for the last couple of weeks. And certainly the next one is the privately owned campgrounds. And in May 2020, KOA surveyed Canadian and U.S. campers and non-campers alike to find out the public's intentions and attitudes towards camping now that, you know, we're in the middle of this thing, and when and how they prefer to resume travel activity. To talk to us about that and other things camping, I'm sure, is President and CEO of Campgrounds of America, Toby O'Rourke. Good morning, Toby. How are you?
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you for joining us this morning. First of all, where are you? What part of the, are you in Billings?
I am, yes. I live in Billings, Montana. So as you were saying, KOA was founded here. So our headquarters are here, and we've been here almost 60 years now.
I love Billings. Been there once, and I fell in love with it. Absolutely outstanding part of the world. All right. So the KOA, first of all, tell us about this, this survey and what the outcome was.
Well, we wanted to understand how people were going to recreate in light of the pandemic. And so we did this survey to understand their intentions around getting outside, camping, taking road trips, et cetera, and had such positive response. It really showed that people are prioritizing the outdoors more than ever, and that they were going to be flocking to camping and getting on the road. And I think it makes sense, because after a long time period of stay-at-home orders, people want to get outside.
I think that's just it. They're pent up, cabin fever. They got to go. Listen, Toby, can I just put you on hold for 1 minute? We have to take a quick break, and I don't want to miss any of these questions I've got to ask you. So if you could just sit tight with us, we will be right back. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Joe Gorskowski, along with Derek Brandeo. And we are here to guide you through the outdoors on this wonderful weekend. It is wonderful someplace. Might not be right here, but it's wonderful right there now, sunshining somewhere. On the line with us, maybe there's sunshine, out of Billings, Montana in the U.S. Her name is Toby O'Rourke, and she is President and CEO of KOA, Campgrounds of America. Toby, I find this report, first of all, I find it fascinating, but I have to ask you, was this report exclusively given to folks who are members of KOA, or is this sort of a general research team product?
Yeah, you're right. This is a general product. We randomly solicit people to take the survey, so it includes, it's a broad swath of people. We try to make sure it represents the demographics of the country. Yep. So both in the U.S. and Canada, we work it that way. And yeah, no, not absolutely not just KOA campers, for sure.
So what I found, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we actually try to narrow in on this particular report on leisure travelers, people who travel for leisure versus business purposes.
So what I found fascinating, why I asked you that question, was that they still plan, campers still plan to take their planned camping trip this year. More than half of the group said that they would take their first camping trip within a month of lifting of the travel restrictions. So these are, would you consider these hardcore campers?
I think there are people that definitely love their camping lifestyle. And we've done research like this, you know, year over year for the past 6 years or so. And it is increasingly becoming a part of people's lifestyle. Those that camp more often, they camp with groups of friends, they want to get outside, and they're invested in this. So I don't know if they're hardcore, but they definitely look forward to the spring and the summer and getting outside.
And they also overwhelmingly said that they view this, and I'm talking camping now, they view it as the safest form of travel once restrictions are lifted. They view camping as the safest form of travel, which, I mean, bodes really well for the camping industry. Let's be honest about it. It's fantastic news. Absolutely.
Yeah, we were really excited to see that. And we asked people to rank different forms of travel. And as you noted, they ranked camping at the top. And that was both campers and non-campers ranked camping at the top. And I think it makes a lot of sense. There's ample social distancing built in between sites at a campground. A lot of people camp with their own equipment, particularly if they're in an RV. And so it's a nice way to recreate but remain diligent about coronavirus.
This has nothing to do with the survey, but I have to ask you, as somebody who's deeply involved in this activity, camping, how do you see camping down the road? What changes will this pandemic make to the whole industry? How, a year down the road, do you see changes in the way we view camping and the way we participate in that activity?
Possibly. We've definitely made operational changes on our campgrounds to try to keep our guests and our employees as safe as possible. And so, you know, we're obviously working with whatever the provincial regulations are with group gathering restrictions and proper use of PPE and cleaning. And I don't think that, you know, some of those basic things won't change, particularly cleaning and making sure that, you know, that's probably the biggest thing. Not that it wasn't clean before, but I think everybody in every form of travel is taking an increased look at cleaning, making sure you're using the right products that are approved and that you're diligent in your frequency and how often you clean. But I think camping is so timeless that there's not going to be a lot of changes to the core activity. You know, it's been around for years and years, hundreds of years. People have been camping. People are getting outside. They're gathering. Right now, we know people are camping in smaller groups. Depending on what happens with the virus, that could continue into the next year. Traditionally, camping, people tend to camp with more people in their group. So if things get better, we might see those group sizes coming back. Yeah. But in general, I think people are going to get outside. They want to spend time with their friends and their family in the great outdoors. And you're still going to have campfires and make marshmallows over the fire. So I don't think there'll be a lot of core changes to what we do, right?
I mean, it is the ultimate social gathering, though, isn't it? I mean, whether it was, you know, you mentioned hundreds of years, I think what it represented at the end of the day, a long, hard day working on the ranch or, you know, whatever it is that you did, sitting around that fire with your family and friends was kind of the period at the end of the sentence for that day. And that's what camping is, right? It's that social activity that now we've turned it into a recreational thing. But it's that social activity that bonds us, whether it's bonding as family members, friends, or even strangers. That's the thing about campers. That's what I love about camping is you can be in the campground, you can be at a KOA, and all of a sudden, you go home with brand new friends. People you didn't even know existed 2 days earlier are now close friends. And that's my concern here is how we're going to – I'm hoping that does not change, that aspect of camping does not change.
Yeah, I don't think that will. I think it's just inherently part of the camping experience is people that share that love of the outdoors and are outside. They want to, you know, meet each other. I totally agree. There's something very special about a campground. It's really hard to peg what it is. It's almost like a small town. You know, I grew up in a really small town where everybody knew everybody and you walk around and you're friendly. And that's the feel you have at a campground. And I don't think that'll change. In fact, we've been out camping within the past couple of weeks here. And you're still seeing people aren't necessarily just keeping themselves and not saying hello. And, you know, it's not people are safe and they're keeping their distance, but there's still that, you know, congeniality that people have with each other.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't change because that's the magic about it. And it's just wonderful. Question for you. I mean, KOA, even by virtue of its name, is a North American thing, but most folks might look at it as an American thing. How many camps do we have, KOA camps do we have in this part of the world?
Yeah, we've got just over 30 campgrounds in Canada.
Nice.
Under the KOA banner, and we're very proud of our Canadian campgrounds. A lot of those campgrounds are in the east. We have some in the west, but primarily most of our campgrounds are in the East a lot in Ontario and in Quebec as well. And they're a very passionate group of owners and deliver some of the best camping in our system.
Cool. Excellent. Well, I've had the opportunity to stay at a few of the KOA camps in my years, and I got to tell you, never disappointed. Always been a wonderful experience. So
good to hear.
Hopefully, as soon as we get through this dark period in our history, we will get back at it and start populating them again as we should. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. If folks want to get more information on that report, where can they get it?
Right to the report. If you just go to our website, koa.com, we have access to the report from there, as well as learning all about our Canadian campgrounds and making reservations.
Perfect. All available at koa.com. Toby, thank you very much for joining us, and you take care of yourself down there.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Toby O'Rourke. Yeah, I know you were belittling me in the break, saying I wasn't pronouncing it correctly. Get in line. I don't pronounce anybody's name correctly, including yours.